Hello everyone, welcome to the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart, and I'm your host, Colton Urquhart. This show isn't just for young filmmakers, it's for any indie filmmakers trying to go big in the film industry, or if you're just someone who's really interested in how the filmmaking process works, or that a 14-year-old has a podcast and he's lecturing you about how to make movies. I think that last one probably hit it home for at least a couple of you, maybe. So let's get it on to the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. Welcome back, everyone. It's been a while since I last posted a podcast episode, but I've been busy building my new studio and finishing up the Phantom series, as well as some YouTube videos. I kind of missed recording these podcast episodes, though, so I'm hoping I start posting more again. Today's a film very special to me that has made a huge impact on my life and filmmaking career, ambitions, and style of filmmaking. I've seen this movie probably 100 times at least, and that's not even exaggerating. And so let's get right into this episode. And now, a short break from the podcast to thank one of our sponsors who cannot have done this without. So thank you so much, and here's their short message for you.
Exactly. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Today's film, as you should know by now, is Jurassic Park, the film that changed cinema forever, with everything from CGI to scoring and almost everything in between and more. The master behind this film is the great legend himself, Steven Spielberg. This movie is definitely in my top 10 favorite films, and I absolutely love it. It reeled in 3 Oscars, as well as another 36 awards won from numerous corporations. It won the Oscar for Best Sound Design, Best Sound Effects, and Best Visual Effects. It is rated the 166th best film of all time on IMDb and 29th on the audience reviews. It is rated PG-13, but I think this is appropriate for almost all ages, but that's up for you parents to decide. There's no sex or nudity in it. There's moderate violence and gore, mild profanity, mild smoking, and moderate frightening / intense scenes. I've been watching this movie since I was 4, though, and I think I'm turning out okay, so I think it's fine for everyone to watch. Jurassic Park stars Sam Neill, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum, and Richard Attenborough, and is based off of the novel by Michael Crichton. In this massive blockbuster, paleontologists Alan Grant and Ellie Sattler and mathematician Ian Malcolm are among a select group chosen to tour an island theme park populated by dinosaurs created from prehistoric DNA. While the park's mastermind billionaire, John Hammond, argues everyone that the facility is safe, they find out otherwise when various ferocious predators break free and go on the hunt. This movie reeled in over $1 billion at the box office, breaking the record at the time and taking the crown for highest grossing film of all time. Currently, it is 39th on the charts for biggest theatrical release of all time, but one of its sequels are above it in the top charts, which is Jurassic World at 6th place. Now time for some fun facts and quotes. Harrison Ford was offered and turned down the role of Dr. Alan Grant as he felt the part just wasn't right for him. After seeing the movie, he said that he had made the right decision. In 2005, paleontologist Dr. Mary Schweitzer discovered red blood cells and soft tissue in the fossilized bones of a T-Rex, meaning dinosaur cloning may someday become a reality. All of the cast were given a Raptor model signed by director Steven Spielberg as a gift. It looked very frightening, and Ariana Richards has it in her house to shock anyone coming in, like a guard at the gate. Jeff Goldblum's model has a prime spot in his house and is a cherished object. Laura Dern put her Raptor model in her son's room near his crib. When he was older and saw it, he screamed like never before. She had to put it in storage, but hopes one day the two will be friends. Director Steven Spielberg oversaw the post-production of this movie via video link while in Poland filming Schindler's List. He later called it one of the hardest times in his life as a filmmaker. The filming of the Holocaust-themed Schindler's List took such an emotional toll on him that his enthusiasm for this movie had almost waned. He said that he needed an hour per day to muster up the energy to comment on digital dinosaurs and answer trivial questions from the special effects crew. This movie and the book generated so much interest in dinosaurs that the study of paleontology has had a record increase in students. The T-Rex occasionally malfunctioned due to the rain. Producer Kathleen Kennedy recalls, "The T-Rex went into the heebie-jeebies sometimes, scared the crap out of us. We'd be like eating lunch and all of a sudden a T-Rex would come up alive. At first we didn't know what was happening and then we realized it was the rain. You'd hear people start screaming." The Tyrannosaurus roars were a combination of dog, penguin, tiger, alligator, and elephant sounds. The Mr. DNA cartoon was Steven Spielberg's way of condensing much of the novel's exposition into a few minutes. Michael Crichton intended John Hammond to be a dark Walt Disney. When Hurricane Iniki hit, the cast and crew were all required to move into the ballroom of the hotel in which they were staying. Sir Richard Attenborough, however, stayed in his hotel room and slept through the entire event. When asked how he could possibly have done this, Attenborough replied, "My dear boy, I survived the Blitz." Universal Pictures paid Michael Crichton over $2 million for the rights to this novel before it was even published. Director Steven Spielberg wanted the Velociraptors to be about 10 feet tall, which was taller than they were known to be. According to an artist that was involved in pre-production, Spielberg requested that this change because he was unhappy with the size of what was considered the largest dromaeosaurid at the time, Deinonychus, and wanted it to be bigger. Another given reason was that Spielberg thought to make the raptor larger made them more menacing. During filming, paleontologists uncovered a 10-foot-tall specimens of raptors called Eutoraptors. There are only 15 minutes of dinosaur footage in this movie. 9 minutes of Stan Winston's animatronics and 6 minutes of it is industrial light and magic CGI. Now for some quotes.
"After careful consideration, I decided not to endorse your park."
"So am I."
"I'm approaching the Tyrannosaur paddock."
"God creates dinosaurs. God destroys dinosaurs. God creates man. Man destroys God. Man creates dinosaurs."
"I'm totally unappreciated in my time. You can run the..."
"Boy, do I hate being right all the time."
And that's all for today, everyone. Jurassic Park is available on iTunes, YouTube, and all major pay-to-play platforms. I will leave a link to the trailer in the show notes, and I hope you come back for more episodes. I'm going to have a longer episode soon to update everyone on everything that's been happening with my new studios and the Phantom series, so be sure to listen to that when it comes out. And here's my outro. Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, then listen to more every week on Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts by searching for the Young Filmmakers Podcast with Colton Urquhart. If you want to contact us, then our phone number is 775-842-5051. Email us at coltonurquhart@gmail.com or visit our website, sudokuproductions.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you next week.